Hi, this is a dictation for patient Natasha Murray, NATASHA MURRAY. Natasha Murray is here for a follow-up examination. Her date of accident is February 12, 2021. Date of birth is 7/22/1986. And date of visit is February 12, 2022. The patient is here for evaluation. She was initially seen on 10/15/2021. The patient allegedly had an accident as a restaurant driver on 2/12/2021, where she was in front of her. The impact of this car caused her to hit the airbag and hand into the door and left knee into the dashboard, leading to mild headache with some blurred vision and spots in the vision, but no other symptoms like no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, seizures, no loss of memory or confusion, disorientation. However, she started having pain in the lower back, mainly to the tune of 9, and the left shoulder was at 7. Some pain in the left wrist was reported, and hands, and also pain was shooting down to the left leg anteriorly in L4-5 nerve distribution. She reports that now her pain in the neck is 5, lower back pain is 6, the shoulder pain is around 7. She's able to lift the arm up to 120 degrees of abduction without pain. The radiation of the pain in the left leg is still ongoing, but toes are not involved. Overall, the pain level has dropped to 6 with the history of 50% improvement in the symptoms overall. Her ADLs are affected as follows: the general activity, mood, walking ability, work and relationship with people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected, 6. In the system review, patient reports that there is a headache, 2 per week, and they are around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Not associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Only slight loss of memory is reported, slight anxiety is reported, and lack of focus is reported. Patient fears fatigue. However, she denies any seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation, or vision problems. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that the pain level has definitely improved to up to 50% since the time beginning of the time. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss are reported. Current pain medication is Ultrans, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reviews the following. The blood pressure is 124/110. The pulse is 98, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 4/12/2022, dictation number 0412-027. Plan of care is to provide the medications after reviewing the map and the laboratories. She provided with the tizanidine and a pig 4 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lyrica, 50 milligrams twice a day for help with the muscle nerve pain. Celebrex, 200 milligrams daily, 10 inflammatory effect. Tramadol ER, 100 milligrams twice a day for pain relief. Lunesta, L-U-N-E-S-T-A, 1 milligram daily for sleep. Patient is provided with Voltaren gel and a lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. Furoscix, 60 tablets are provided for headaches. Patient will continue her physical therapy at 2 times per week. It will be reduced to once a week. since she has done sufficient amount of physical therapy, focusing on neck and the lower back and shoulder. She also was found to have a fracture earlier. My apologies. There was no fracture. We did an X-ray of her hand, and there was no fracture at that time. But she can continue having some treatment, physical therapy. There could be some soft tissue trauma or tendinitis. The physical therapy continues 2 times per week, and she is disabled for work and housework, replacement, transportation. At her request, the case management is also being provided. Her labs have been, new labs for the toxicology has been taken. She is seeing Dr. Basha for neurology, for headaches and all related to the brain. Also, neuropsych evaluation treatment has been ordered by Dr. Weiss. She's seeing him. CT scan of the left wrist was ordered, but she never did it. And her MRIs show just a trace of bulging at C5-6 and trace of retrolysis at L5-S1. I've informed her that she is not a perfect candidate for epidural injections. Only after 6 to 7 months, if the pain is not gone better, then a cortisone injection can be given, but it's not all that necessary. She has been advised about stretching and traction of the spine exercise. Her MRI of the brain was completely normal, and that left shoulder has a mild subacromial bursitis, for which she has been advised to consider having an injection to the bursa if the pains are not gone away, only then. This is the end of dictation. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.